Oh, actually, it is a goodbye.
This is a long goodbye.
Well, you'll come to Australia at some point, won't you?
No.
There might be some TV show or a movie that you're in, a big movie that you end up going out there to promote it, and then you
all remember things drift, and he ends up in Neighbours or Home and Away.
How do you mean all things drift? The career or
the career?
What? Oh, dear.
I'm sure that won't happen.
No, let's not end it like that.
So it is likely to be a goodbye.
No, you'll end up coming to Australia, I'm sure, to promote.
I mean, I might, but don't bank on it. Reggie's not coming. Why should I come?
Oh, keep bringing that up.
Come on. So is it goodbye?
This is it, Christian. This is the end of an era. This is a radio era drawing to a close right now.
It's not that. Oh. It's a radio show. What happens is when we finally end this show, there'll be another show after us, and then we'll be a distant memory, and that's how it goes.
I don't know. Absolute Radio's dead to me now without you, Christian.
Oh, wow. You're off to magic.
Yeah.
I knew it. I always knew it. Deep inside there was a happy magic listening.
I'm
off to
smooth.
Ah, right, OK. Well, listen, in all seriousness, thank you so much for all the support over the years.
It has been a constant pleasure.
I don't know how. I mean, you've been attacked with fish, some of the worst radio ideas. Today we did a competition with you about a movie you weren't in to promote.
I know, that went very well. Very well.
And then you're at the eye of a storm of a very human drama between two listeners called Mitch and Mark and the small matter of £10,000.
It was exciting. It was an exciting way to go.
I'm glad if you were going to end on any show, it was this one. Yeah, and the drama we've had over the last couple is
actual drama.
Yeah.
Not your Uri Geller stuff that we did.
So thank you very much, seriously, for all the support over the last 12 years and beyond.
Thank you for having
me. I will always be your number two fan. You have thousands of number one fans who want to call up and chat to you like Victoria earlier. Good luck.
You will be missed, Christian. You'll be missed in this country. Australia is the beneficiary, and good luck.
Those are kind words. You speak on behalf of nobody else, though. Don't forget, check out David in You, Me and Him. It's out in the afternoon of April the 11th. That's all we know for now. Title of today's show is Mitch and Mark. We never normally say, hey, make sure you download the podcast. You missed a real zinger today. But you really need to hear. I think you all need to hear, if you missed it, what happened at 10 past 8 when Mitch won. But then more interestingly, what happened at 8:29 when we get him back and go, hang on a minute, who's this other guy who reckons you owe him half the money? Who you've been playing with in a two-man team? But anyway, he won it at 10 past 8. The 10 grand time machine has gone. And here's the moment when we all found out. Mitch, what are your seven songs? Good luck.
Right, my seven songs are Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Lovely song.
10cc, Dreadlock Holiday.
Never heard.
Dire Straits, So Far Away. EMF, Unbelievable. Muse, Starlight. Aerosmith, Janie's Got a Gun. And Manic Street Preachers, International Blue.
Well, let's find out from producer Claire. How many of the seven you've got right, Mitch?
Mitch.
Hello.
From a possible seven songs, title and artist. You have seven correct.
No!
Wow, Mitch!
Awesome.
Mitch,
you've won it.
What?
Awesome.
What?
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.